Welcome into DC On Screen episode 391. This is our recap and review of Arrow 522, Missing to... Oh yeah, I'm David C. Robertson, this is my co-host Jason Goss.
Nope.
To recap, despite a surprise birthday for Oliver by Arrow Gang, the team is picked off one by one until it's just Oliver, Diggle, and Felicity. Oliver sends Diggs and Felicity away in hopes of outmaneuvering Chase, but it doesn't work. Adrian moves all of Oliver's loved ones to Leon U to draw him out. In the meantime, Merlin shows up to help because ultimately he wants to keep Thea safe. Oliver resists Chase's taunts until he sees his son has been taken as well. After that, he and Merlin help Adrian escape custody. In the flashbacks, Kovar tries to pharmaceutically incite Oliver to kill himself, but the vision of Laurel helps him overcome the shame and guilt, so he uses his single bullet to escape the cage instead. Matthew Ryan Cronin pointed out that Felicity, the cake that Felicity got was from Lord Mesa's bakery, she says. And Lord Mesa is an artist that Stephen Amell features regularly on his Facebook page.
Awesome.
Yeah. He does these little like chibi versions of the characters.
Fantastic. Stephen Amell is one of the best social media personalities.
Oh yeah. He does a good job.
That man is on top of it.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't have a lot of notes for this episode.
I didn't. It was a good episode, but like it just continued the story. I didn't have like a lot of revelatory kind of notes, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of funny that Oliver's got this like compartmentalization where he's just like, nope, this one's not a Green Arrow. We can't have that hopeful figure doing this. This is like black hockey mask guy.
Well, but it makes sense.
It does. If you're breaking a guy out of prison.
Yeah, especially with what Anatoly's told him before about the duality and in his world, triality? I don't know.
No.
But Oliver really is three persons, apparently. He's Oliver, and I guess now he's four. He's Oliver, he's Mayor Oliver, he's the Green Arrow, and he's a dude that doesn't want to admit what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
In a mask.
Mm-hmm. I kind of laughed that they were talking about, okay, this is like summer break for you guys.
Oh, my favorite line probably of the episode was Diggle saying, that's good. He's talking about this time of year. That's because we're usually saving the city this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful little meta line about them not... It's not like this episode would normally be about like, oh, the city's about to get nuked or some shit. And this time it's just about Oliver and his personal story.
Yeah. I seem to remember there was some sort of fourth wall nudge on Seinfeld at one point where Jerry was like, you know, except for the summer where nothing seems to happen for months at a time.
That's good. That's good.
So I love that in Ollie's off time, he wants to go buy socks. That's all he wants to do.
Oh yeah,
just go buy socks.
I need socks bad. That cracked me up. It did. And I liked the surprise birthday and the like. It was funny watching him like flip Curtis and Curtis holding like peas or whatever it was to his head. It was a good bit.
Mm-hmm.
But Merlin's resurgence.
He seemed a little off this episode. Didn't he?
No, I thought he kind of stole the show.
Oh, really?
Like I really did. Like it,
oh,
he.
Did
you?
We're having vastly different opinions on these shows this week.
It'll happen sometimes. I thought this was. They didn't have him like. He wasn't swaggering. This was just him like playing a character and having. He had enough screen time where they could develop him as a person during the episode. Where like normally they have him on there, but he's a point to be made. You know, he's like, oh, this is my daughter. Oh, this is my hand, or whatever.
That's pretty much what he did this episode.
But he had enough time where he could do all of them together. And I mean, Behrman's good. I thought he played it pretty well.
I mean, yeah, he was okay. He was fine. I thought he was a little off, though. Something was weird.
I didn't catch anything weird. I just kind of enjoyed seeing him, and
I mean, if you stuck a gun to my head and said, what's weird about him, I'd be like, I don't know.
I don't know. Pull the trigger. Fuck. I don't know.
He didn't seem like himself. I don't know.
Your last words. Captain Jack.
What? I didn't hear what you said.
Captain Jack. Sorry.
Oh, no.
No, I thought he did a good job, but I like them kind of bringing him back in for just a second. And I do think he's,
oh, he's dead.
He's dead. Like
he's dead.
He gonna go
this time.
And that's, yeah, it is. I mean, he didn't renew his contract with the CW and all those shows. We kind of know he's not going to be there, but whether he's going to be killed off or whether he's just going to be forgotten, I think his involvement in this episode probably decides that. Like, he's so involved that you have to do something with it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, importantly, they can kill off his character, they can finish the arc with him, and then they can bring in somebody else from another universe.
Yeah.
You know, even if we can't, if we can never have Snart back, I'm hoping for Citizen Snart at some point.
Right.
So, I mean, we did Flashpoint. Where's our Citizen Snart?
Seriously. Matter of time. Speaking of the other worlds, though, like, what did I miss? Why does Black Siren actually give a shit about Lance?
Oh, I'm assuming just because he reminds her of her dad.
But we have nothing for that. Like, they had,
I know,
they had her play that. Yeah. That way.
Yeah, they did.
But there's nothing behind it.
Nope, there's not. You're not wrong. Now, his reactions all on board, that was heartbreaking. I almost cried.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, Blackthorne's, that's a good actor, man. I mean,
yeah.
Even
amidst, like,
we being, definitely gotten onto him in the past for,
yeah,
for some of the choices about, particularly the lisping and the, like, the unnecessary lisping and the
spittle.
The spittle
was a thing that I...
We've gotten on to a couple times, but...
He's toned it down.
Oh, just overall, the guy's fantastic. And, yeah, he was heartbreaking this episode.
Yeah. He's also hilarious. I'm going to go find Renee and help him pull his head up his ass.
I can't,
yeah, let us know if you need help with that.
Yeah, I love that, like, Oliver just, like, looks at him like, no nonsense. Yeah, let me know. Let me know if you need help with that. I love that. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to the flashbacks, like, what they call it, the Red Death?
Whatever. I was so bored by the flashbacks this week.
Well, I liked two major things about it. One, the idea that there's some psychotropic drug that will somehow reactivate, like, he could just push on the scars. Yeah. Like, that's nonsense, but it's a cool concept.
Yeah, I was sort of just going, wait, what? That's not real.
It's literally dead cells. That's not a thing. But it's a cool concept. But more to the point, like, this kind of, like, what do they call it? Like the old conspiracy, like MK Ultra or something. The effect of like bringing out the shame and guilt and everything. You can't brainwash people like that. That doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. But it's still a cool concept. And watching Stephen Amell face, you know, I really enjoyed watching him face like Yalfan and talking himself down and like the little flashbacks to Shadow and the little like,
yeah,
it was a rough scene. And
they're trying to,
it was kind of cool to kind of recap all of the things he's supposed to be ashamed of.
Yeah. And, you know, recap five seasons because that's what they were doing.
Yep.
That's what they're really doing. But, you know, maybe it falls a bit flat when I'm like, you know what, Ollie, there's nothing Ollie has done that he should be ashamed of as much as Thea should be ashamed of those fingernails. Right, green girl, really?
I've seen weirder. I've seen weirder.
That is tacky, girl.
It is. But it really was nice to see him recap. And I don't know, man. I really enjoyed that. And Amell did a great job of kind of going through that and then fighting it. You know, like he does finally just use that one bullet on the jail cell. I'm looking forward to him fighting Kovar next episode. And he says, like, you know, when I kill you this time, I'm gonna make sure you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's gonna chop his damn head off or something. Yeah. Let's do it.
So, all right. Back to Lance real quick. I loved his line to Black Siren. You got shipping containers this nice on E2? Earth 2, whatever.
Yeah.
And there was a great exchange between Oliver and Adrian. Why'd you involve William? He's my boy. He's an innocent. So was my wife, man. But you involved her.
Yep. That was good.
Damn.
That was really good. Josh or John Segura? I think it's Josh Segura.
I think it's Josh. Yeah. Segura. Segura, whatever.
Traditionally bad with names. I feel no shame right now. That guy, though, like, he was not on my radar. I don't know that guy from Adam, as they say, but man, I've fallen in love with him this season.
Yeah, he's good.
Creepy in the best ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I specifically loved the shot where Oliver comes in and tries to intimidate him. And my favorite shot of that was, like, when he punches him and there's this spatter of blood across the like...
That was great.
Yeah, oh, God.
Mm-hmm. All right, we need to get a little more fan feedback here. Tumco26 says, I'm calling bullshit on the Dig and Felicity car crash. Just why? Yeah, that was weird. That was a weird car crash. I felt like it was real weird.
I agree.
I don't
think people are supposed to make it out of that. Really.
No.
It was way too many effects for two main characters to come out of that.
I don't know how that car crash even happened, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I watched it like 3 times. I still don't know how the physics on that works.
No, I don't understand how, like, you can take two swords and just derail an entire car.
And make it fly way up in the air. Like, it just became the Blues Brothers for a minute.
There was a rampish thing over to the side, but it just, no, that's a giant fuck that. That's a giant that didn't work.
That was bad.
Yeah.
Tumco also says, I like that everything is coming full circle for Ollie. The guy has gone through so much in just 10 years. It's insane when you really think about it all. The dynamic between he and Chase just sizzles when they're on screen together. Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Arrow is hands down the best show this season.
I agree.
Yes. Scott Madison, I don't think, does in some ways. He says, with the sizzle reel from a couple weeks back, hadn't spoiled the return of Slade. I think he said, I wish. Ditto for the cover image of next week's trailer on YouTube. I guess it says Slade again.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to buy Oliver's emotional investment in William, considering he's met him once and specifically opted to have zero presence in his life moving forward. William doesn't even know Oliver is his dad. Hell, I nearly forgot he existed. All that said, Missing was a strong episode, even if I feel the flashbacks have missed some important opportunities. And I ask, what opportunities? Scott goes on, well, for the past 2 seasons or so, flashback Oliver has done his best to retain his humanity while doing what he must to survive. That has left us in a position where he has had to relinquish his humanity, embrace his darkness, sequester his darkness in the hood, and craft the hooded persona into a precision weapon in a very rushed manner. We haven't even seen him truly create the arrow yet. Well, we didn't really see him do that until, like, season one of Arrow was kind of over.
Yeah, as far as William goes, he does have a line in this episode where I think he's talking to Felicity, where he says, like, William is the best of me, but...
Yeah.
That
doesn't feel earned.
It doesn't, it doesn't.
I think Scott's right on that.
It, in the sense that he's such a ruined person that his offspring is probably the best chance that his DNA will ever have to prove it's a good person.
I was going to say he was such a shitty person that the best part of him was unknown, and he doesn't know his son.
So. That actually, yeah, that's pretty much same thing, right? The idea that William doesn't know him is probably the best thing he could do for him, which is kind of what he proposed earlier when Felicity walked out. But
it also makes me think, like, he has no right to say anything about Renee. not going to get his daughter back. You know
what yeah, I mean? Yeah, he, I, yes and no. Like, Renee hasn't gone through what he has. He no. is, he's a pupil when it comes down to it. Like, mm-hmm. Renee is salvageable compared to the flashback story we've seen from Oliver Queen. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a person who hasn't literally tortured and flayed people. Like, he might be able to address his daughter in a personable manner.
Right.
I could see him still having some claim to saying, like, you should have your daughter. I should not mm-hmm. have my son.
Yeah. Scott continues, though, it feels like Flashback Oliver is still a blunt instrument of rage and compromised morality and a far cry from the preternaturally skilled, methodical, and effective vigilante we see in the original pilot episode. Agreed, to some degree, yeah.
A lot of season one is him getting better at his craft.
Mm-hmm.
And...
But also the pilot, in which he brings up, like... he says, if they haven't filled literally every last day of his exile with adventure backstory, they could have even sold me on the idea of him spending 6 months alone on the island, training himself, plotting, planning, and preparing even simple things like workouts. Remember all the wacky acrobatics and beefcake showcasing he did in season one? That's not a training regime you just create in one day. Yet we haven't seen him train his body to the level he needs, the level he had in the pilot at all. He's been running gunfights and brawling for at least two or three seasons of Flashback. He's barely even used his bow this season. In fact, for all the flashbacks, he's been slacking on archery training. There is arguably no one on Earth One more skilled with a bow and arrow than Oliver Queen. Yet the amount of time he spent using archery in the flashbacks is not enough. Bottom line, flashbacks became less origin story and more secondary action adventure storyline after season two, and the consequences of disparity between the flashbacks end Oliver and series premiere Oliver. Unless they have him miss Anatoly's boat, grow a real beard, and spend a few more months becoming Arrow, that will forever be an annoying discrepancy. I kind of agree with Scott. I do. I don't want to.
I do, but it's kind of pending. Like, pending the last episode. I think you will miss Anatoly's boat. I mean, I think that was why they set that up. I mean, he's being held. There were like six or eight vials of that red death serum in there he's fucking with. Surely that's not like a 12-hour process.
Yeah.
He's not just going to leave him and assume he died. Like, the other thing is, we're not getting Dolph Lundgren isn't coming back to the show. Like, he's probably just, this is a cool thing he's doing, and he's not going to be like a series regular.
No, he's going to be too busy filming Aquaman.
Yeah. Like, this is a thing where, like, he's here for a minute. That story is going to be finished, and it's going to go. So, like, I think it was like come back in 2 days when he told Anatoly, and he's not going to make that boat. No chance in hell.
I doubt it. All right, though. Guys, thank you so much for your feedback. Continue to do that, please. This is fun for me.
Yeah.
We are DC On Screen. You can find every episode at DCOnScreen.com. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, DC On Screen. Email us over at DCOnScreen@gmail.com. You can also call in, leave a voicemail, 205-259-6331, and we've got a few voicemails for the news episodes coming up on Tuesday, and well, I'll take more.
Yep.
So do that, and until next week, where we talk about a whole lot of season finales and a couple of not season finales, keep some DC on your screen.